Shalom Mishpocha, Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, and it means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guess, he's red hot for the Messiah. His name is John Paul Jackson. I'm speaking to him by way of telephone at his office, Streams Ministries, in North Sutton, New Hampshire. And God has called John Paul Jackson to equip you with understanding dreams and visions. And his mother was told he would have 11th hour ministry. And it actually took 11 months for him to be born, which is quite a rarity. And at a young age, he started having dreams that would come to pass. He would see things that would happen before they would happen. And it took him a long time to understand this. Then at age 30, he had a visitation from Yeshua, Jesus. And John Paul, were you actually shown things that would happen in your life?
Yes, I've shown things that would happen in my life from that moment on, and things that had happened even.
Now, what I'm interested in is, would you share a little bit about what God shows you for the future in either this country or Israel or the church or any of these arenas?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that, Sid. The Lord is you know, in his eternality, in his all-knowing, his omniscience, he it gives slivers of information to people. He doesn't make you God, but he gives you slivers of who he is to prove he lives. And when these things come to pass, people know that the Heavenly Father is still there. So there's not only the love of the Father that he has towards his children that he informs them, but we, as things happen and they come to pass, people say, surely there is a God in heaven because he told you these things. And so some of the things that the Lord has really been showing me is the incredible, even what's going on right now, the issue of the rise of Islam, but not only the rise of Islam as we know it now, the rise of Islam that's going to be happening in the future and its growth not only in what we think of as current Islamic nations, but also in nations that we don't think of as being Islamic. For example, the rule that is going to happen in Russia as Islam grows in Russia.
And right now, Russia isn't really a friend sharing technology with some of these evil countries. But what'll happen if Islam really spreads throughout Russia? Is that what you're indicating?
Yes, Islam will be a strange blend of communism and Islam, and a very strange blend, and it's hard to imagine that right now. But as it happens, it will become self-evident that this is what's taking place, and it will create an even greater hostility in the heart of the Russian people as a whole, not everyone, because you know, the Russian Jews, obviously, there's issues there and going on. But it will create hostilities toward the Russian Jews, even, as you can imagine. And then you take a look at the issue of the French. And the growth of Islam in France is going to become so strong that it depletes resources in France, and France becomes an Islamic-led nation. That will take place as well. Which, again, further creates hostilities in the European economic community towards Israel and the land that Israel currently has.
And now it does talk about the land of the North, which most people believe is the former Soviet Union, linking up with certain Arab nations and invading Israel. Do you see this happening anytime soon?
I don't know about timing on that, Sid. I know that those type of things are going to happen, but before we see that type of thing happening, we're going to see a resurgence of Turkey as a force against Israel, and the Turkish government taking on more of a world prominence.
Now, Turkey is known as the most moderate Muslim nation.
Right, it is. That's why I have to say this today, because that is going to change. And it's going to shift from being a moderate Islamic nation to being to placing itself as a leader in the Islamic community. That will cause major problems, they too being in the north, and part of this bridge, Mesopotamian bridge, the old Mesopotamian bridge coming down from the north that goes through Israel in order to get down to the Sinai and Egypt. And so this new Islamic growth is going to stir the heart of Turkey, and they are going to become more and more I shouldn't say hostile at first towards the United States and to the Jewish community, but they were going to be resistant, and it would develop into hostility, and it would develop into a world leadership, whether they want to take their place in the Islamic community. And that has not happened yet, and you're right, they're moderate right now, but that will not last.
What about the United States? What do you see in the near future for us?
Well, we're going to be really pushed on this issue of Israel, especially as the Islamic threats begin to become reality, and we not that many months in the future, we're going to see another escalation of things that happen, especially under the era of the next president of the United States. Not that something won't happen before, but I've not been shown yes or no that things would happen there. So I'm not saying that they will or they won't, but I am saying with the next president of the United States, there are going to be further terroristic events that scare people, not only events in major cities, but there are going to be events that happen in smaller towns that give that communicate the thought that no one is safe, and that we have to give up. And so the idea is to create an idea of giving up and surrendering to the Islamic viewpoint or die. That is going to happen. I mean, as far as the threats and the events are going to take place. But my prayer is that won't happen. The United States will rise up. I believe that there is a cloud of Islam. I have seen a cloud of Islam beginning to sweep and infiltrate the United States in such a way, and I say a cloud of Islam, meaning the threat of Islam, the retaliation of Islam, that if you say anything against it, your family or your town or your office buildings will be attacked with various things.
Well, that's why things aren't being reported properly of what's going on in the Middle East. These reporters are fearful of their life.
Right. They are fearful of the life, and that will spread here to the United States. That is going to become a reality here. There will be dirty bombs that will be detonated. They will some of them will even be thought to be small nuclear type of events, but there will certainly be dirty bombs that will be ignited, and those will be in suitcase type of formats, meaning small type of formats. And there is something that happens, Sid. There is something between Mexico and here, and I saw, and I don't even know if this exists. I'm just telling you what I saw in this encounter, where there was a satellite technology that can trace radioactive material, even thought to be the minutest radioactive material, as it transfers anywhere into this country, from Canada, from Mexico, via ships, etc., because it leaves a radioactive trace, at least according to this vision that I had. But something happens in that technology. There's something that happens to the technology that causes the recognition. I don't know whether it's a virus in a computer. I don't know whether it's something that changes the computer recognition system. But whatever it is, it causes what used to detect that material no longer is as accurate in detecting the material, and therefore some of the material makes its way across the border, especially from Mexico.
Well, that sounds, I mean, that's quite a bleak picture. Are we going to experience revival from what you've seen?
Absolutely. Crisis causes people to drop to their knees, and there is a crisis. This crisis is going to cause people to turn their hearts to God and cry out to God, because they realize they can't cover all the things that need to be covered, because they can infiltrate in too many non-detectable ways.
John Paul Jackson, unfortunately, our time is slipping away, but people must be equipped for the supernatural. We're offering two CDs by John Paul called Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events, which is a great way to begin your journey into understanding this field, plus two television shows on one DVD, one with Charles Dixon, who is probably the top prophet I've ever met in my life. I've never seen someone as precise and accurate as he is. He'll be our guest next week, and a television show with John Paul Jackson. And both of these men pray after your faith is built up for an impartation of the anointing. This is a genuine mentoring tool for you to move in the supernatural. Remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. For a donation of $30, call today for Basics of Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events Shabbat broadcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Ya'ir Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai Ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.